So what we're going to do today is we've been speaking the last few weeks about we did the Maim of Ishak Yisazriya, and then we did this Sikh of Koirach. We never put the things properly together. And this is a very important point, because there's something which you raised a long time ago, some time ago you said, why did the Rebbe like never set it out clearly? Mm. Now there's a very strong point in this, and this is what we want to try, and this is part of what we're trying to bring out with this Maim of Ishak Yisazriya. The Rebbe always attributes everything to what was said before him, which sort of causes a lot of confusion, because you don't realize what the Rebbe's own input sometimes is overlooked. And if the Rebbe would have said clearly what his input is, then we would know this is what the Rebbe wants, and this is appropriate for our time, this is why it's different from the past, and this is the unique thing of our Veda, etc. Why the Rebbe didn't say it out clearly? Now this is a very important point here. And this is what we're going to go into today, because this is the point which we've been discussing with Ishak Yisazriya, with the Sikha Pasas Kera. We're trying to put it all together today. So now, here it is. This is an example. I have a good friend, a very strong Mishachist. And Baruch Hashem, he speaks to a lot of people, whatever. And he explains to me that what did he tell them about Mashiach, how Mashiach can come at any moment. So he uses scientific developments
we spoke about, right?
Very good. So let's just go. See, his argument, he was telling me like this. He tells him, look, if you would have told 100 years ago, someone would have told you, you're going to be one day, you're going to be able to fly in a plane. You would have said the guy's not normal, right? So today, the fact we assume it is a positive thing that we're flying in a plane. So he said the same thing will be in the moment Mashiach will come. We will all find ourselves in a split second in Yerushalayim together with the others and who knows what. We're going to find ourselves all there.
But that totally negates the inin of miyad.
So one second. He says it's all going to happen right away. He says the fact we didn't get it. Okay, so you go on a plane, you understand how the plane works. It makes scientific sense. So he says, okay, that will all happen. And it will also make scientific sense. So what is he using as his base, scientific developments, in order to identify with Mashiach? He's using scientific developments.
Oh, you know one thing?
Yeah, okay.
You know how the government is always like years and years ahead of...
Carry on.
Like, and it's hidden, like top secret stuff. Like,
anyways,
you know...
So how did that help us, really?
So really, things that we can't imagine could really,
we're going to address it. The point is like this. You would never... The point is like this. This is the point. The Rebbe, in his Sikha, the Rebbe discusses many times scientific developments, etc. He says how you can learn from it and a lesson. He tells you how to use it for Avodas Hashem, etc. So the Rebbe discusses mefarish scientific developments, right?
Right.
And he also says it's a chana to the Moshe Mashiach. You have it to it's inferred in some places. I don't know where, but I guess you'll find it. Anyways. But, when it comes to speak about Mashiach, let's say, the Rebbe never refers to scientific developments. It's l'cheira, just not there. In other words, the Rebbe can take the most simplest mundane things, which we assume to be the most simple things we take for granted. We don't understand.
Didn't the Rebbe speak about the technology with the satellite? And
never. Oh, wonderful. So for instance, this person tells me, look, the Sikh of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Sikha of Hanukkah, Nundes, right. Amazing. So take the Sikha, just read it again. The third Rebbe says how you can use a satellite for Avodas Hashem. And the Rebbe also speaks there about Mashiach. And it's only one Sikha. But it's not the satellite got to do with Mashiach. No, satellite got to do with Avodas Hashem. The fact that the Rebbe then goes on to say, it's very clearly.
Really,
It's not really something we should really discuss. It's right out there, very point blank. You take the sikh, see, read it yourself. We have discussion in the sikh about the satellite. Then he goes over to what he's been speaking the recent Shabbos, and he goes over to the thing that how we can see the gula, whatever, which is our avoid of a poil should bring to our avoid of a poil has achieved this situation that we have it in shaykhs to the gula. I don't remember exactly what it is, what context it's there, but it's not part of this thing of this satellite. No, it's nothing really to argue. It's just, no, the Rebbe's talking about satellites because there is something in a satellite. It doesn't have to be, when the Rebbe wants to speak about the Where the Rebbe speaks about the things about Mashiach, the Rebbe speaks about it a lot. Yeah, you have the Sichas Nevi'im from the base, the Rebbe explains it from all different directions. It's always very, very simple, mamish simple things, which most of the things the Rebbe says of, well, one of the issues we have is, most of the things is poshut. We don't really see what is so amazing about it. The Rebbe says, like, the America went and helped soldiers to other countries, etc., etc. All these different things the Rebbe is using to show that the world is ready for Mashiach, etc. These are things which we always assume them as to be perfectly normal things. As no, we don't really identify with this being as being as part of the Mashiach, and it can raise a lot of questions, which is not negayah here. But the Rebbe does not use scientific developments. And so now, why is it a postulate reason? Why is because if you're going to base yourself on true, you can use scientific developments for base for Avodas Hashem. You're going to use scientific developments. Very best, you can tell me, you know, in 25 years' time, maybe we'll reach this stage that we'll be able to go in a split second to Yerushalayim. That's the best you can say, right? But you cannot say that we are ready up to that in scientific. So you're actually delaying the whole process. And the idea of Mashiach is actually to identify with the fact that it can happen any moment. The Nekuda is, this whole idea, the truth is, that's not going to right this moment, this idea that we're going to be in 1 second in Yerushalayim, it's not, it never be possible to identify it scientifically. It's never going to be possible. It's why? Because the logic which there is in it, which is in that, and scientific logic is in going into Yerushalayim in 1 second, is already there known to us. Let's not go into it. The scientific logic is that it's Gilei Atzmos, and okay, so we identify with it already. So anyways, no, it's never possible. It's not possible. You're never going to scientifically understand it. Whatever you're going to scientifically understand about going to the slime in 1 split second, you understand actually already. Okay?
Now they teleported a particle from here into the space.
What's a particle?
Like a very small piece of matter.
So what's the big thing?
So they actually achieved a certain form of teleportation.
I don't know teleportation.
Into space. It means that, like, basically, it's like a science fiction kind of thing where, like, you go on to, like, a platform and then, like, it breaks you down and then you appear, like, somewhere else, like, totally, like,
I'm going to have to start this, but I don't know what it means. Anyway, this is the first thing. Just use this thing about scientific developments. What is that got to do with Mashiach? And the truth is, it has very, very little to do. Now, because the Rebbe doesn't use it, and his whole platform about Mashiach doesn't use scientific developments. Mm-hmm. Right, L'cheira. Then now let's go to more to our Inyan. Last week we had a very good example how the Rebbe says something, right? And instead of saying it out clearly, he sort of mamish, he's like camouflaging it, that we shouldn't realize what's being said, even though it's an astounding Kiddush. And this, what we had last week, is mamish a very good example. Why? What does the Rebbe say over there? The Rebbe says, he says that the Nivra was created by Mitzuusei Ve'atzmusei of the Eibishter, and the Nivra is a Mitzius Amiti. Why the Nivra Mitzius Amiti? Because it was created by the Eibishter, the Mitzuusei Ve'atzmusei of the Eibishter, okay? Now, that's what the Rebbe is saying. Now, so let me just look at what's going on over here. You know, you learn the Rebbe's Sichas and Amorim, so you have this idea of the Rebbe, like, Yesh Amiti being Yesh Nivra, right? Yesh Nivra being Yesh Amiti. Yesh Nivra being Yesh Amiti, yeah? You have that. Yesh Nivra, Mitzis, and Mitzis of Yesh Nivra is Yesh Amiti, right? Now, it's an astounding sugya. We learn in the Rebbe's Sichas. You know, it's amazing. The Rebbe has some innovation here, which is very hard to define what it is. Yeah? It's something that the Rebbe is saying. Now, I always had a problem to understand why the Rebbe never states clearly, you know, phrase his words in a way that we could much easier understand, what he's saying. Look like this. The Rebbe could have said it. In other words, there's all different ways of explaining about Yesh Nivra, Yesh Amiti, the Mitzis of the Mile of Gvul, etc., the Mile of the Yesh. It can be explained in different ways. What the Rebbe has done is that he said that fat Hergish, what you feel, this is something we discussed many times, this Hergish that we feel, Mitzvus and Matzmusay, that is intact, that is where the Abish is, etc., etc., right? Mm-hmm.
Right. So what would we use this for? Always explain that this hergish that is the Eibishter particle that's in us. That is going to be with us. If that's Eibishter particle in us, that's going to be with us in Moshe Mashiach. Right? So I always had this issue to understand why the Rebbe didn't say right out. So the Yesh HaNivra, the Sheker, the words which I always use, and why the Rebbe never uses to say, the Sheker is also Emes. The Rebbe explains us, these are words which I've been using a lot, and always bother me why the Rebbe doesn't say it. Now look, the way it is wrote in this, there is an Emes, then there is the idea of Atzem Suhus, being above Emes, and therefore he can create the Sheker, and he created the Sheker. What's the Sheker? Our Hergesh Yesh. So this Sheker has a legitimacy in it.
Well, the Rebbe does say that Inyan kind of straight out. No. That the Rebbe says that we can only access it when Mashiach comes.
1 second. One second. So the Inyan, the reality exists now. Forget about our accessing it. You're using the reality, the fact that the Yesh and Nivra is a legitimate mitzvah, something which is currently there, and therefore it's not going to disappear. It's going to be a Moshiach. Therefore, we're going to be the same people as we are today. We're going to be when Mashiach is coming. We're not going to be someone new, someone different. It's going to be us. So therefore, we're not losing our identity, which is in an avodah that's very important. Otherwise, Mashiach comes at a complete whole different reality, something which you don't know of, and this way the Rebbe is telling us, no, it's all you, just you changing your perception about yourself. So it makes a major difference. Instead of saying the Mashiach, my guesses are going to disappear, and everything's going to be lakus, which means I'm not, the way I know myself, I'm not going to be here today. So the Rebbe is telling you, no, you are going to remain there. You're just going to change your perception about yourself. You're going to become smarter. You're going to realize that what you really are is really your, whatever you felt about yourself is really coming from the Eibishter. You're not losing your whatever you possessed in the past. Your feeling of self-existence is going to remain there. You're just going to realize it's coming from the Eibishter. And therefore, you'll realize everything is coming from the Eibishter. So you stay there, or you stay intact. What changes is your attitude and your perception about everything around you. So therefore, this connects us to the Gula. Therefore, we can actually find a Shaykhus to Gula, because it's all about changing about perception about ourselves and everything else, and not actually us being anyone different. So it's all us. So everything remains with us, in us, and therefore we can find a Shaykhus to every aspect of Gula. That's basically, this is the Nukuda. By the way, the Rebbe now, this is, I always had this issue. Why the Rebbe doesn't say? The Rebbe explains us. The Rebbe puts in many different words. The Rebbe explains that this is one of the ways the Rebbe puts us. The Rebbe says that the MS of we never understands MS. Then the Eibush is above that realm of MS. The Eibush, in other words, Atzmus is not limited to the MS. So our Yesh was created by the Eibush. We feel ourselves to be independent Metzias, right? So the fact that we feel ourselves to be independent, is a Sheker. Right? The Chiddush Sheker. So nevertheless, the Eibishter is above Emes and Sheker. So therefore, he created this Yesh. It's Apitera, Brazes, Baral Kim. He created this Hergish. So therefore, this Hergish has its legitimacy, right? So the Rebbe never uses a clear word to say this Hergish. The Rebbe could have used these words of saying this Hergish is Yesh. Is
it
Emes?
Isn't it using considers that it's a Bidu, like the...
Okay, we have now. These are different words. The word you have, the way the Rebbe... Now, this we're going to get to it right now. Then you have some other words. The Rebbe is saying, which Lachet in the later years, the Rebbe is saying a lot, the way I think it's from the later years, the Nivre is a Shtarke Metzius. Why is it a Shtarke Metzius? Because it comes from the Eibishter.
Right.
What was the Rebbe saying with these words? So basically is, so we have this quote, which we had just last week,
yeah,
which you were questioning. So what did the Rebbe say there? This is a whole verse, and this is how it goes. The Rebbe says the Nivra is a Metzius Amiti. Why? Because it was created by the it says many times in the Siddur. The Nivra is a Metzius Amiti. He's not a Demian. Why? Because it's created by the Eibishter. Torah says the Nivra is a Metzius Amiti, right? Fine. So the Nivra is a Metzius Amiti. The Rebbe adds these words. The Nivra is a Metzius Amiti. God is created from the Eibishter, who is created from Atzmusei Mohuse, the Amitzis Amtzis of Atzmusei Mohuse. The Amitzis Amtzis of the Eibishter, who is Metziusei V'Atzmusei. The Rebbe is telling us, not only the Nivri is a Metziusei Amiti, because it's created by the Eibishter. He says, Nivri is a Metziusei Amiti, because it's created by the Metziusei V'Atzmusei of the Eibishter. What does that say to us? When you're saying that the reason why the Nevi is a Metzius Amiti, because you're created by the Metzius and Smutz of the Eibishter, what is that telling us? That this fact, the Nevi is Metzius and Smutz, is also MS. If he's a Metzius Amiti. So the way in generally goes that the Nevi is a Metzius Amiti because you're created by the Eibishter. When you say the Nevi is a Metzius Amiti, it means the fact that I'm a living existence is a Metzius Amiti. What about my Hergish of Metzius and Smutz? My hergish of Metzius Matzmute. Is that a Metzius Amiti? No.
Okay.
No.
Yes, yes.
That's a Dimyon. Yes. Here the Rebbe is telling us that we are a Metzius Amiti because we were created by the Eibishter who is Metzius Matzmute. So what does that automatically imply? So my Metzius Matzmute is a Metzius Amiti.
Wait, why? One more time.
It's simple. When the Rebbe puts in these his words that the reason why the Nivre is a Metzius, is an MS, because he's created by the Eibishter, Metzius and Asmusei, it implies, naturally, if that our Hegel, Metzius and Asmusei, is a Metzius Amiti.
Why?
What do you mean it's a Metzius Amiti? Why is it a Metzius Amiti? Because that is a
Metzius Amiti. No, why does that?
Because why, when you're talking about us being created from the Eibishter, that they have to, Rebbe, have to tell us that the Abish, the Metzius of Nivra is a Metzius Amiti because it's created by the Abish who's Metzius. Why did the Rebbe have to add these words of the Abish is Metzius Asmuse? Because when the Rebbe is adding these words of Metzius Asmuse, he's implying that the Niv, therefore this Nivra aspect is coming from the Abish. The Nivra aspect of Metzius Asmuse is coming from the Abish. So if this Nivra aspect of Metzius is coming from the Abish, then that
Let's bring up the quotes.
It's not a problem. Let's bring it up. Yeah. Yeah.
That. Line 29. Yeah.
Line 29. What are you looking at?
Wait.
Shir Dalad are you looking at?
No.
So you should be looking at Shir Dalad.
Oh, Shir Dalad.
I can give you my thing. You want to look at it? You're going to have it right here. Wait, so it's very, very clear. Oh, yeah, it's simpler than I.
Line 29.
Yeah. Now look at it.
Take,
no, 1 second. You're not looking at the right thing. Maybe you look at it right over here if you want.
Dugmas.
You. You know, so you're looking at the wrong line. Okay, that is what the Friedrich Rebbe says, right?
Friedrich Rebbe.
Now take the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe's words. Kiddush sheyesh b'riyas yesh mi'ayin. Yeah. Stop that. You don't need any more. That's it. Now, it says everywhere, Yesh Me'ayin is a Metzius Amiti. Why? Because it's created, because the Torah says it's Emes, because it's created by the Eibishter. Here the Rebbe is saying, Briyas Yesh Me'ayin is a Metzius Amiti. Why? Because it's from Koyach Atmos, who's a Metzius Amos. The Rebbe could have said it's coming from Elokus. No, he's telling us it's because of Koyach Atzmus Metzius Atzmus. In other words, he's taking this unique quality. What relationship does the Yesh and Nivra have to Atzmus? What relation does the Yesh and Nivra have to Atzmus? In the fact that the Hergish of Metzius Atzmus, so what the Rebbe tells us.
Hergish. Why Hergish? Why you bring Hergish into here?
Because I use that word just to make it easier to understand.
Well, we were just differentiating between the Hergish and the actual Metzius.
Once again. So now, again, the Rebbe should have said here, like, let's take the words clearly, very simply. The Rebbe could have said, like it says normally, the Cheira, that the Briya, the Nivra is a Metzius Amiti because it's created by the Eibishter, and that is it. That is the way it's always presented. It's created by the Eibishter, that's why it's a Metzius Amiti. That's very simple. Or it says because the Torah says it's a Metzius Amiti. Here the Rebbe is telling us, and this is a phrase, the Rebbe's phrase, in different ways, but very similar. It's Emes, this is because it's coming from the Eibishter, who's Metzius Amiti. The Rebbe, so now, why did the Rebbe have to add to us this fact that's coming from Metzius Asmusa? Because the Rebbe is talking about the Nivra. What Shaykh says, the Nivra have to Metzius Asmusa. When it says Bereishis Bara Elokim, it doesn't have to mean it's created from Atzmus. Bereishis Bara Elokim means it was created by the Eibishter. Comes Alter Rebbe and Geres HaKadosh. And tells us that you should know the Nivra has also Shaykh to Atzmus. Normally, the way we learn is that Torah, the Nivra is created by Malach Olam, by Elokim. Or whatever, it's created by Elokim. The Torah is all of above Malach Olam. Comes to Rebbe and says the Nivra has a shaykhus to the Atzmus. In what way? Because the Nivra has this aspect, this thing of feeling that he's Matzus and Matzmus. And that is his shaykhus to atzmus, right? Now, here the Rebbe is telling us, the Nivre is a Metzias Amiti. When he's telling us the Nivre is a Metzias Amiti, because the Torah says, like it says normally, because it says in the Torah, it's the
place is modern. You could apply this whole dogma's inyan to what the Rebbe is saying.
You can definitely imply it, but you have not satisfied the words of the Rebbe. Mm. So now, many people will take it, you know, cause, will take it as that, but, you know, it's fine. But you've not satisfied the words of the Rebbe, because when you say again, when you say he's a dogma, oh, I see what you're saying. You want to say the Friedrich Rebbe's kvetch of him being dogmas ready makes a shaykhus to atzmus, right?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Yeah, like this. Kidua Shabriya Yeshma Ayin, Hirak Usay.
Now continue.
Meaning, what's the shaykhus of the Yesh and Nivra, the Yesh?
But look at the
Ayin.
Yeah. But
so that's why we feel.
Now, okay, Indian, now, Rabbi Shua, no problem. But now take the next words in the brackets. The Yesh Leima Shazaj and Tis, Yesh Nivra, whom it sees, Amiti. Whom right? This word.
The Yesh Amiti, it's coming from the Yesh Amiti, so Bemela, anything that's coming from. Not that the Hergish Yesh is,
Rabbi Shua, it's no problem. The word the Rebbe said is said that Mitzis the Nivra Amiti is coming from the Eibishter. That is very simple. The Eibishter is Emes, it comes from the Eibishter. Torah says the Nivra is Emes. He does not have to come and tell us Yesh Amiti. Yesh Amiti here, the Rebbe is talking about Atzmus. Yesh Amiti. Yesh Amiti means here, at what he says right before, the Inyan of Mitzusei V'Atzmusei. Yesh Amiti always means that, Nukuda. It always means this, Yesh Amiti always means Mitzusei V'Atzmusei. So the Rebbe is telling us, the Nivra is Emes because it's coming from Yesh Amiti. You don't really have to say that. You can say the Nivra is Emes because he is coming from the Eibishter. When the Rebbe is telling us the Nivra is Emes because he's coming from Tzis Amiti, the Rebbe is telling us, in other words, that the Nivra is a Metzis, the Hergish of the Nivra, Metzis Asmus is a Metzis Amiti. It's part of the Nivra, part and parcel of the Nivra. The way Chassidus usually addresses it, will say, the Nivra is a Metzis Amiti, the Hergish of Yesh, all the Yesh Nivra can be explained in different ways. Could it be said it's a Dimyon? The Friedrich Rebbe says it's a Dogma. Fine, that's one step forward.
The Alter Rebbe doesn't say
anything about it. He just says it's created from Mitzvah Smutzi of the Eibishter. He doesn't attribute anything of Mitzvah Smutzi actually to the Nivra.
Right. Okay.
This is a Friedrich Rebbe says it. This is a Friedrich Rebbe. Yeah, that's the Friedrich Rebbe adds, I think it's there from before, but... So now the Friedrich Rebbe attributed some importance to the, not the, to the, our Shaykhs to Mitzvah Smus, it's not only because we were created by Mitzvah Smus, it's not only because we created by Mitzvah Smus, but because they are the dogma. Now the Rebbe is telling us the fact that we are MS is coming by, because we were created by Mitzvah Smus. When we say that we're Emes, because we are created by Mitzvah Sasmusei, it naturally implies that our Hergish Mitzvah Sasmusei is Emes. Because our Hergish of Mitzvah Sasmusei coming from the Ebishah's Hergish of Mitzvah Sasmusei is coming from the Ebishah's Mitzvah Sasmusei. And your Rebbe is telling us the reason why we're Emes is because we're coming from Mitzvah Sasmusei that naturally and directly says that our Hergish Mitzvah Sasmusei is Emes. Now, but why didn't now? Why?
But you have to keep reading about the whole Menaget thing to really understand.
So, 1 second. So Rabbi Shua, you can keep on reading it. Now, this other quote of Tov Shin Memches, the reason why I brought it there, because this other quote is the closest I found till now, which is similar to this expression here of the Maimer here. Now, this words of the Maimer here,
this is a
mimer? Yes, Toshim Memtes. These type of words, yeah? These are words which you find that the way I see it, the Rebbe is saying, in the later years, the Rebbe was emphasizing this Nukuda. This is what he says here in this mimer. The closest thing which, you have these words, the closest explanation to this I found in Toshim Memtes. Because there he says, Menagizim Etzi Esimiti, so you have the closest words are very close to it. But the Nukuda is, So that is, it's very, so it's now, the only issue, the only thing is, because it's mentioned in this one maimer, and it's mentioned a few lines here and a few lines there, and you don't have pages which are being elaborating on this thing, you could say, maybe you do have, we just, but this is what it is, it means very clearly, take the words for it, it means that you can't really, I don't think you can put in any other meaning than this. It's not only that. We're not talking about a concept. Which is mechadish, the Rebbe's mechadish concept. No. We're talking about a concept which the Rebbe says in the sikhs, we keep somebody talking about it. But he never expresses it in the words to say that the nivr is a metzir samiti, the herikish ayesh of the nivr is a metzir samiti. He doesn't say these words. He'll say 20 other type of words. You can find it in the sikhs and you'll find different ways the Rebbe expresses it. Here, you see very clearly how the Rebbe is saying it, but in a very indirect way. How did he say it? By tributing all to the atzmus. Why is the Nakuda? Why is the Rebbe doing that? The Rebbe, in other words, the Rebbe is giving us here, the Rebbe is giving us here, what he does, are you?
Yeah.
The Rebbe is giving us here, he's telling us about how in the words of the Rebbe, here in the Sikha later, the Teikiv of the Metzias Hayesh of the Nivra. He's telling us the Teikiv about the great strength we have in ourselves, right? That we are a Metzias Amiti. The only way we can identify with this aspect of being a Metzias Amiti by identifying the fact the Eibishter is a Metzias Amiti. That's how we can identify ourselves being a Metzias Amiti. Because if we're going to give legitimacy to ourselves, it's not without identifying that the only reason why we're a Metzias Amiti is that it's coming from the Eibishter, we're actually going away from the Kvanah, we're giving legitimacy to ourselves. So how does the Rebbe give us this legitimacy, this Metzias of being a Metzias Amiti, by wording it about the Eibishter? And therefore you can conclude about the Nivra. You cannot discuss the Nivra as being a Metzias Amiti for himself without actually attributing to the Eibishter. And that's why the wording goes on the Eibishter, not on the Nivra. That's more or less it. Now, it's not as if this concept is repeated, discussed in the Rebbe's sikhs many times, but the way the Rebbe worded it, it's never worded on the Nivra. So, and just why am I using it? Because this is a very good example to show how the Rebbe is telling us amazing concept. It's a concept which he discusses in his sikhs. But he will, certain words he won't use. What is not going to give independence, depending legitimacy to the Nivra. So it's always explained in different ways. Because the Rebbe sees Emes, he says Emes, and it's not an independent aspect of the Nivra. It's the Eibishter that he gives this to the Nivra. And that's how the Rebbe words it. Okay. And this is just an example coming to the point. This is just something we want to lead to the point we want to discuss today. Why the Rebbe, talking about our avodah of today, he will never, why is it so camouflaged, let's say, in, always camouflaged, let's say, you could say this way, in something else. It's never as independent. The Rebbe would never say as an independent thing, such and such. It's always coming out of some other sikha, some other maimah. The Rebbe adds his twist. It's never as an independent existence. Maybe we'll go further, you'll see what I mean. Okay, so now, let's take this. Here you have this. Now, this is from a Tifa scholar of whatever. But now we'll take practical examples. Here you have a thing like this, the Sikha Pach of Yigash. Here the Rebbe says that the Sikha Pach of Yigash, you should know that Yid has Balapatishkeit on Goyim. And Yid only goes with the Torah and has his thinking straight, v'chulu, his right attitude to the world, he can be balabos. The Rebbe uses that example of Yehuda. He can be a balabos to maneuver things in the whole world. He has the words of the Rebbe, can be with the balabos, but ganz harchava, while in Golas, he can turn things and make things change, just like Yehuda did, even though Yehuda was, at that point, he was under the authority of Yosef. Nevertheless, he managed to affect the change in Yosef exactly the way he wanted to. And this is what any Yid can do, the Rebbe saying, in Zman HaGolos, right? That's the Rebbe said in Sikha. Then the Rebbe goes to say, the Rebbe says, you should know this is the way it always was in Zman HaGolos, right? The Yid didn't always manage to manipulate everything the way he wanted to. I don't know, whatever. They managed always to get things the way they wanted to. But today he can do it even more, right? This is what the Rebbe says. I'm going to ask you a simple question. You know, the Yidden in Zman HaGolos were always very restricted in what to do, right?
Yeah.
They were very restricted what to do. They were very restricted. You know, they went through a lot of trouble. The Rebbe is trying to tell us that we today can actually change everything around us. Why did the Rebbe have to tell us this is the way it always was? The way we knew life of Yidden in Zman HaGolus always, that they were very restricted, they were in a ghetto. They couldn't get their way wherever they wanted to. They couldn't be the balabatim around. They had to sort of satisfy the goyim in every way, right? You know, that, so why, here, the way the Rebbe's mahalach there in that sikh, and all other sikhs, the Rebbe will always tell us, whatever he's gonna tell us about our way of today, he's gonna tell us, this is the way it always was. And now it's even greater. Now we can do it even more. Now, if the Rebbe wants to bring out our Avodah, the Rebbe could have brought out more the contrast and say, once upon a time, you know, you were in the ghetto, right? And you couldn't do, right? It's very clear. That's a very clear-cut description of things which we all identify. Yes, we were once in a ghetto, and once we were very restricted. And now you can influence, you can be anywhere, you can do anything. The Rebbe does not speak this language. What did he tell us? No, it was always that way. Now we can do it even more, right?
Right.
It would be easier to bring out the point if you would explain how once, and now, let's take another example. Maybe it'll be even better. Let's take the, you know, you have the way the Yud Beis Tammuz. So now how the Rebbe explained the union, the Ness of Yud Beis Tammuz. Now, just before we go into this, the Ness of Yud Beis Tammuz is very amazing. Why? Because if you actually look at everything, all the things where the Rebbe brings out about the way a Yid can affect the world, how the way a Yid can affect the world today, right? The way Nisim are performed today, the way Nisim happened today, the perfect example to this would be Yud Beis Tammuz. Now, what does the Rebbe say about Yud Beis Tammuz? Yud Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe tells us, what is the big ness of Yud Beis Tammuz? That the communist authorities, while in power, went and changed their mind and released the Friedrich Rebbe, right? Now, what does the Rebbe say? And that is the big ness. Now, how did the Rebbe explain it? The fact that they remained in power. They remained with the same shitters. They didn't change at all. They were the same rotten people, right?
Right.
Nevertheless, had to do with the Friedrich Rebbe said. That is the bigness of Yud Beis Tammuz. Now, if you take any Das Balabatim, and you ask him, Yud Beis Tammuz, he'll tell you, yes, Yud Beis Tammuz, as opposed to all other Nisim, was political pressure. It went through the channels of this world, of Olam Hazeh Kipshutei. So that's why they caved in. So when you have the other Nesim, let's say of Purim, of Pesach, when you manage to turn everything over, the Mitzrayim got wiped out. Purim, they didn't kill, overcame the oppressors. Haman was hung, they killed out. There, you know, the whole big upheaval, things change around. Okay, we can see very big the Ness of Hanukkah. We can see the very big Ness. Here, what happened was, the whole system remained intact. Nothing changed in the system. They carried on doing the same thing they did. Here, the Rebbe is telling us this point, which we, Lechere, would look at it like very chivistic, this point that they changed, me they changed what, they were, the fact that Rebbe uses this as a, to use, the Rebbe to use his argument actually tells us the fact that they stayed in position, that is a bigness. That they, in their position changed. And the Rebbe's Matai, that they stayed in the position. They were the same people, nothing changed. And that is a bigness. So even then they went along with it. But L'cheira, that is poshut, this is poshut political force. Okay, that's one thing. Now, we take this Nukud of Yud Beis Tammuz. Now, this is, the Rebbe discusses this by different things, yeah? The Rebbe can say it also similar by Yud Beis Kislev. But the best, prime example for this is clearly Yud Beis Tammuz. It was, the Friedrich Rebbe was going against them, and he got away with whatever he wanted to do. They actually wanted him out later. This is what the Rebbe said, they wanted him out of prison. So, and what? So we could have said that this is Mamish. Mamish al-Lukhair went through the channels of Teva, Mamish. Here the Rebbe is saying this is a very big ness. Now, how do we look at the, when we would discuss, if not for the Rebbe, when we discuss Yud Beis Tammuz, what do we see in the ness of Yud Beis Tammuz? We see the ness of Yud Beis Tammuz, the Friedrich Rebbe's defiance. You read the story of the Friedrich Rebbe, it's amazing, right? That's what inspires us. This aspect of what the Rebbe says, L'cheira, that can be explained away as political this.
Yeah.
Now you take this idea, what happened with the Friedrich Rebbe Yud Beis Tammuz, Take the Gulf War. What's the Rebbe talking about? The Ness, that the Ness is that the Goyim coordinated together, and Saddam went along with them at the end. He went to get back money. He worked along with them at the end. That is a big Ness. What the same thing as this is the same. This is where you see this Rebbe Halach of the Rebbe. Where do you see it? You see exactly in the Beis Thomas. Take the Sichas. How do you see the Rebbe explains to the Beis Thomas? You can see it's exact same thinking. This is a unique thing of the Beis Thomas, which is like more than any other Nisim, which you could say I'm a Lubish Bateva, more than whatever, you just kiss them and put them. This is the unique aspect that they stayed in power and they, whatever. He was, that, and this is exactly what I was talking about, by Mohammed Samifrats, right? That they, he went along. We could say, what do you mean he went along? He was all political pressure. It was, pressure of war, etc., etc. And here the Rebbe's making this, the Rebbe said the Rebbe's words, that here the Abish himself had revealed himself. On this thing that this guy gave back some money to America, right? So what is the point over here? So now let's take this here. Take this thing, go back to this story we're discussing of Kairov. This we're discussing last time. So here the Rebbe tells us the story of the Chassid. Are you with me? The story of Chassid, he goes in the street and he says, Bittul Idiot. The policeman asks you, where you're going? He says, Bittul Idiot. Now, how do we understand the story? We understand the story, and let's say the best we could understand, that he was a Chassid. He totally ignored the police, totally didn't consider the policeman. And he went and defied the policeman. Just like, what do we see about Yud Beis Thomas? We see about Yud Beis Thomas the defiance. What do we see? They see this great strength of the Friedrich Rebbe. They managed to defy the authorities. Yes. The same thing we see with this Chassid. He went and he defied him. Yes. Yeah, amazing. Mamash Einad Mulvadeh, right?
Yeah.
What the Rebbe, how did the Rebbe explain this to the Chassid? The Rebbe says no. The Rebbe says he went and addressed the Matisse of Olam Hazeh. He went and he told it to the policeman in Russia, in Russian. He told it to him in Russian. That means he wasn't in the, so here the Rebbe is telling us this, do I have it here? Yes, I have it here. So here the Rebbe is telling us, no, I don't have it here. Yes, I do. It is. So the Rebbe says it's right there, lines 29 to 40 in the second page. So it's line 33 to 34. 33 to 34. He told it to him in Russian. He told him in Russian. Why did he tell him in Russian? Because you have to go according to other karta, other halakhin musa. Therefore, the Rebbe explained the teva loshen hamokim atzmi gefilt. He was actually affecting the world around him. Now, so wait, yeah. And this is the Rebbe going to say now the whole world, we can also affect the world around us. In other words, one second,
yeah.
Okay. So in other words, like this. So now.
Well, this is the Sikha from Vayeshev, right?
This is the Sikha of Koirach.
No, I'm saying the Sikha of Halach Nimusi is,
Right, exactly, yeah, very good, yeah. Now. So now, just to bring out the point, take the same thing we discussed last week. We have the Ness of, there's many examples, I want to bring out the point there. You have the Ness of Neder's Hanukkah, right? The Ness of Neder's Hanukkah, they burnt for 8 days. How do we always understand it? We understand it's right out Ness of the Maile Metela, right? Right? Shemesh be given doim, also the Rebbe discusses in the same Sikha. How do we understand it? Shemesh be given doim, the Rambam says, may have been even greater than the Nissan that Moshe Rabbeinu did. So how do we understand it? We understand it's a right out Ness. What the Rebbe explained to us in this Sikha? No. Neder's Hanukkah actually worked with the Shem Zayis TV. How the Rebbe explains it, let's not go into it. The Shemesh Kibben Doiv, the Rebbe also brings up. No, it actually worked. Why did it also work with the Teva? Yes. Because the whole system stopped. Even though when we normally to ourselves, you're going to tell the whole system stopped, that is really mind-boggling. It's, no, but the Rebbe's
because it would mess up all the other Tiviistic, factors of the...
Whatever, I don't know. It's
astronomy.
Whatever. It's here that Rebbe's managed to find over here a third aspect of coordination. Oh, so it's an Inyan of Teva. So now take this thing, the same idea. What the Rebbe's doing is, what we assuming and assume, which is right out Ness, here the Rebbe's telling us, no, this is You should know that an aspect of Teva here. So now, the same thing with this chassid in Russia. This chassid says, Ibit Lidiyot. Yeah? What is the way, how do we see this story? We see this story as Poshat, Mysterious Nefesh Shalamayla Matamadas. A chassid, the chassid, the ganze Welt Hotnishkim is no Metzias. See, it says, he answers Ibit Lidiyot. So this is completely ignoring the whole Metzias of the world. Here, what the Rebbe tells us. No, you should know, he actually went and was addressing the world. He was giving his feelings and giving it, impressing the world with a policeman with his feelings that really you should know, Einad Mulvade, right? He was actually working with the world. What's the Rebbe telling us, right? The same thing when it comes to Yud Beis Tammuz. What do we see in Yud Beis Tammuz? We see the Friedrich Rebbe's defiance. That's what we see in the Mesirus Nefesh of the Friedrich Rebbe. What did the Rebbe bring out to us about Yud Beis Tammuz? Know that the actually got the communists to work along with him when they had stayed in position. So what the Rebbe... So now, what is... So
what's the Hayrola?
So now let me bring this all together. The weight is... So now let's come to the point we said in the very beginning. Let's go to the scientific revelations today and the coming of Mashiach, right? If you're going to take the scientific revelations of today, and that is going to be your platform. Based on that, I'm going to go and identify with Mashiach, right? You've lost the point. Why did? The only way we come to identify with Mashiach and to see the nisim and the flaws in this world is by adapting. This is the world. This is the nukuda. The way we do it is by identifying with that what the Deir HaShishi identified with, that what the always in the past identified with. What did they know in the past? Let's take the Deir HaShishi of the Friedrich Rebbe, this Chosid. How did they address this world? The way we usually see it. They address this world. The whole world is nothing. The Friedrich Rebbe treated the communists, ignored them completely, right? Defines. This Chosid said, bitly diyot. Yeah? Once you have this hashkofa, that the ganz, this hashkofa, the Friedrich Rebbe, the ganz world is garnished. Now comes the Rebbe and tells you, once you have, this hashkofa includes also addressing the world. So the way we saw this hashkofa, we always saw it as totally ignoring the world, right? L'mayla mitambadat. No, the Rebbe is telling you to address the world. Why did the Rebbe bring it out? Why was once upon a time when they spoke about the Yesh HaNivri, they didn't say Yesh HaNivri is a Metzias Amiti. They said he's the best, they said he's a dogma. They didn't bring out the individual independence of Yesh HaNivri. They didn't bring out the individual aspect of this world because once upon a time the whole Metzias of the world was considered as nothing there. Now the Rebbe is telling us that with this mahalach of Einid Mulvade, you can actually affect the world. That means how you're going to affect the world today? You're going to have the same hergesh Einid Mulvade they had once upon a time. What with this chassid's hergesh? The ganze Welt is garnished. But yeah, you have to carry the same hergesh. Now, the only difference is, at that time when they had that hergesh, how much effort did they actually involve to take care of the world? Minimal, because there's no opportunity to take care of the world. So the only way to address the world in those days was to say bitly diyot in Russian. That's the way. You couldn't explain Siddush to the Russian policeman. Only if that was the only way you could explain this idea. That's in the very best. How did the Friedrich Rebbe address the communists at that time? He actually defined them the whole time. Yes, here and there there was a shtalus that was done in order to. Are you with me?
Yeah.
There was a status down of Biteva also to help. But what was the main power? What was the main koich of Yud Beis Tammuz? The fact that Friedrich Rebbe defied the communists, not the fact they worked along with them. Take this nekuda of the Friedrich Rebbe. Just realize that today, the limited opportunity that was in the past, today there's unlimited opportunity. That means, you have the same hashkofa of the Friedrich Rebbe v'Einid Mulvade. The only thing is, you know that once upon a time, to carry out this Einid Mulvade in this world, there was very limited opportunity. So when you look at this chassid, what did he address this world? He addressed him in a minuscule way. He explained him in Russian, Einad Mulvade. That was all he could do to address his world. Today, you can write books, you can explain it, you can make meetings, you get everyone together. But you have to do it at that chosid. You're not doing it as independent mitzvahs. If you're going to take and say, look at the skills that we have today, that we can actually address the world, and we can influence that world, and our specific revelations, which you didn't have in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe, are actually pointing towards Mashiach, you have lost the point, because that what's going to bring Mashiach is not that. What's going to bring Mashiach is that the spirit which was there of this chosid, the spirit of the Friedrich Rebbe, what is that spirit? It's very clear. Ein Milvade. What are the mitzvahs of Yesh HaNivra? Yesh HaMit. You never give legitimacy to Yesh HaNivra. The only nekuda is, once you have the spirit of the Friedrich Rebbe, once you have the spirit of this chosid, oh, nowadays, once upon those days, it was only limited, the time frame of what the person had, there was only a limited amount of time he gave to address this world, because it wasn't too much to address. Today, you have unlimited amount of time, you have unlimited opportunity, but you have to do it with the same spirit. So what is the nekuda? The nekuda is, there is nothing new here, and this is the point. There is nothing new here, and that's why the Rebbe will never address it as anything new. He's always going to say, he's always going to find the link of our situation today. He's going to find it in somewhere earlier, in this chosid, in the Nes of Chanukah, the Nes of Shimon Divin Doim. He's always going to bring out this Nekuda, which we never gave attention to. What's going to bring out the Nekuda? The Nekuda of Teva. Once the Kuda of Tevin Neir Chanukah, the Kuda of Tevin Shem Shvigivin Doim, then the Kuda where the Friedrich Rebbe managed to get the Russians to go along with him, which is something we never really gave importance to. These things that Rebbe is going to bring about it everywhere. And this, so now, he's telling us we are doing the same thing. The reason why he's bringing out this Nekuda, because once we didn't have it in our voyage, that was not the appropriate thing to bring out. The main thing was just to live with the Einad Mubadi. Now you have to have the Einad Mubadi, and with the knowledge and awareness that this Einad Mubadi can actually affect the world. And that what you're doing a great part of the time, you're actually affecting the world. You're not just discussing Einad Mubadi. But what are you, you're not doing it as anything new. The Nekuda is, in the words of the Rebbe, the Gula is not something new. It's just carrying out what was there always. So therefore, when you have any of the Chedushim of the Rebbe, you never have it as anything new. It's always there included. Now, I can give you some other examples of this. Depends how much you have a koyach to. Does that help regarding your question? Does that help regarding why you ask, this is something coming back to what you asked, why the Rebbe doesn't sort of say it out? And I give you a very good example. So I don't want to get carried away with it. So there was, I recently heard a recording by someone saying, did the Rebbe say he's Melech HaMashiach? Openly.
Yes.
So he answered, someone was, he says, the Rebbe said, never openly. Yeah, well, you can, for me, I'm perfectly fine with that. But, you know, take it, it would be similar to your question, why the Rebbe didn't say it out? Because, now, this person explained, because we don't have the Gula yet, and therefore, once we'll have the Gula, the Rebbe will say it out. But the Lecheira, but Pashas, that's not really, I don't think that is very accurate. No, the Rebbe is never going to say it. Because whatever has been said, or whatever has to be said, has been said. The only thing is asked to identify which what was already said. And what the, why the Nekuda is that it's, so the same thing would be here. The Rebbe is never going to say anything new. It's just taking the past and bringing out into an area which till now it wasn't brought. And that's why never in all the Gedorim now, if you want, I can show you one or two Gedorim in Boshnia Chassidus, where this one example we had, this very hard and difficult example of Yesh HaNivra, Yesh HaMiti, which is, but there's other examples, maybe we'll go better. I'll show you very clearly how the Rebbe will say it. He will actually, and you'll see what he did was, he took a limited and narrow concept from before, and just expanded it to bleak vol, and actually saying it, and this is actually what it said before. And with Sinukuda, because it's not that Rebbe is covering anything up. The way to identify with this concept, the way to bring the scholars from Sheikh in this world, realizing there's nothing new, there's a point, isn't it? Nothing new. The only thing new that has to be, that I have to identify with everything that happened in the past. In other words, the Rebbe saying that everything of the Torah was given to us, the avoid of our generation is to identify in everything that was given us into the past. In other words, in the past, they gave us all Torahs of Siddhas. They identified it, but it did not go across the whole world. It went in a narrow area. It was The Friedrich Rebbe did this in the Russian prisons. See, this was taught in Russia. It didn't expand to Chatzik Gedolah Tachton. Now you have the only thing is, there's nothing new. The only thing is, I haven't identified it with it. My friend, the environment around, have not identified with it. But there's nothing new. And this is a why it's never addressed as something new. Because if you're going to address it as something new, in other words, you're going to give legitimacy to yourself and to your environment, to the scientific development, you have lost the point. You're losing the point. Why? Because the whole thing is that before these scientific developments, it was all done in Deir Shishi, let's say. The avoid of Deir Shvi is to bring it down into this area of existence of the whole Mekodim. So there is nothing new over here. This is why the Rebbe always just says, the Heisofa came in this generation. No, never said, never gives any, when you have you never achieve anything new. It's always a Heisofa of what it was. And I think this should answer your question about why the Rebbe doesn't explain it, because if you want to explain it as an independent thing for itself, in other words, it requires for us, the whole thing is lacking that we don't identify with what the Torah has given us. Therefore, what is required that we should actually come and work out how this is, and if the Rebbe is going, if in other words, it requires a movement from us to identify with it. The Rebbe is never going to tell to us an independent, this is a this Matthias. It's always involving something else, something with the physical Rebbe.
Now the question is why even have to identify? Why do you have to say you have to identify? Just keep doing what we're doing and b'meila.
No, because you have to identify because it's all a matter, because it's all a matter of our awareness that we do not, it's all a matter that everything is here and we're taking ourselves as we know ourselves, and we sort of have to identify with what had been said, and that is what the Rebbe is telling us, explaining us what has been said all along. He's bringing so it's always required that we should identify with it. This is the whole Nekuda. Yes, in the Fetish, we have to identify with it. We change our attitude. It's all about changing our attitude, and that will affect ourselves and everything around us. The way we do things. I mean, yeah. We're removing our obstacles about our ability to accomplish. That's the whole thing. We still see the Torah as one entity and ourselves as another entity. And the Rebbe is telling us, no, it's just required that we have to remove this obstacle. And this is our work to actually take it, to bring it out to the world and whatever, to bring it out in ourselves, to bring it out to the world. I think this is more or less it. If you want, I can give you another example, which is if you have the mind to hear about it.
I'm saying if it's the same.
And why am I telling you this? Because we're going to come now. We're going to go in the next few weeks. I want to take some other sichos of the Rebbe of all these different dorim the Rebbe sort of introduced, brought out. And we're always going to have the same thing. You're going to see the subtle chiddush of the Rebbe. It's almost unrecognizable. But it has an unlimited effect on us. It changes everything, but it's going to be always very difficult to define what is it, because it has no independent existence in itself. It's just bringing what was said before to us. And therefore, for example, it was this thing right near. The Nivez Yashamiti. What did the Friedrich Rebbe say? We have a dogma in ourselves of Yashamiti. And the Rebbe says, no, our Helgish is also Emes, yeah? It's my words, not the Rebbe's words. What does that add to the Friedrich Rebbe? The Friedrich Rebbe says we already have a dogma. You're telling me it's Emes. What changes with saying Emes? All it does is it opens a whole new world. Till now I was just emulating someone. Now I have it all in myself. So therefore, it's all in my court. It's all in my court. It changed everything. How did it change? By something which is almost undefinable. From saying it's a dogma, you're saying now it's MS. Mamish, it's like hardly definable, and that changes everything. Why? Now it's all me. I'm not taking from anyone, it's me, I have to find it in myself.
So this is now we could say, like, this is why we could say, like, we have, like, Kula already, because, we have the ability to affect
that. So the way the Rebbe puts it, we have the Gula. The Rebbe says we have the Gula from before Priya Salem. Because the logic where the Rebbe is using is not something new. It's something which was there, which was never discussed, because it didn't have any implication. It would only confuse things in the past. So the Rebbe is just telling, when he said that we're MS, we were always MS. It's not from today. So it's always there. The Gula was always there. Now we can be identified with. So there's nothing new. It's just bringing out.
I mean, Gula, the fact that Gula was always there was only there, like. It was there in the, like, we're not, like, this whole thing that we're not, like, our, you know, the actual activity, defiance, the bitul idiot, and like that is the same. So like
it's the same.
But that's all the substance. Really, that's the substance of the geula. Really, the fact that it affects the world is like on its own. The world is nothing. But like that's what geula is that when it affects the world, that's when we. Actually, you see it.
Very good. So that's what it is. So the whole avodah is removing the obstacles of my yeshes, of my mitzvahs in this world, removing our obstacles. It's all there ready in the Torah. So this is the whole nukud. And therefore, so this is more or less it. That's why it never is as something new. And this is, we're going to see, this is repeated. We're going to have this now. We're going to come in the next few weeks, Mr. Shaman. We're going to bring different sikhs.
Yeah.
Where the Rebbe brings out, you're always going to have the same issue. What has the Rebbe added? And you're going to have to take it apart. The Rebbe's changed everything from top to bottom, but it's never as anything new. Right, okay, that's more or less it.
Okay,
Shukoya. Okay, say that. Okay.
All right.